Good morning. My name is JJ. I serve as one of the pastors here. We greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue in worship this day, let us have a time of prayer, and then we'll follow that by the reading of the scripture. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together, for an opportunity to gather in this place to worship you, to hear from you, to be transformed by your love. God, we thank you that we're not on this journey alone, but that you surround us with people of faith, a community of faith that walks with us, that we can lean upon on the difficult times, and that we can celebrate with those moments of celebration. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Our scripture for this morning comes from Deuteronomy 30, verses 15 through 20. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. It says, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways and observing his commandments, decrees and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away, you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are choosing, crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life, so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. We are a nation of choosers. We get to choose so much, paper or plastic, or we get to choose small, medium, or large, or tall, venti, or grande. We get to choose what kind of fries we want. You want regular or sweet potatoes? You want fried, mashed potatoes? We get to choose what kind of sides we want. We get to choose whether we want organic. We want to choose whether we want to wear shorts or pants or sandals or shoes. Or choose what school we go to, private or public. Having a choice is the staple of the American dream. More choices is the preferred value, even if it makes things sometimes complicating. I mean, picking a meal, like if you go to Raising Cane's, what are you going to get? Chicken tenders. Chicken tenders or chicken tenders? You go to, I don't know, the Cheesecake Factory, what are you going to get? What are you going to get? Looking through 15 pages of things. And then you get to the desserts, and that's a whole nother thing. What kind of cheesecake are you going to get? Walk down pretty much any aisle of the grocery store. Choices, choices, choices. Each day when we rise, besides the morning when the Lord is ready to take one home, is a choice in and of itself. Each day when we rise, we're faced with easy choices and difficult choices. What to wear, whether to brush our teeth or not, whether to comb our, no, not that one. Some choices don't take much time or brain power. Others have choices. We have to weigh the options, what's best for us and our family. Choices such as, do we study or not? Where to go to college? Who do I marry? Should I call an Uber? Should I try to drive? We weigh those choices. We think about them and how they'll affect our future and those around us. You know, just having the ability to choose is a blessing of freedom. Freedom can be freeing. Freedom to choose holds redeeming and life-giving power. But freedom can also be painful and messy and ambiguous and frightening. But there's an important point. Whether that choosing is easy or choosing is hard, choosing gives us freedom. God has paid us the ultimate compliment. He allows us to choose. God allows us to make our own decisions. When he created us in his image, he gave us his brain and those primary characteristics that he'll give us the ability to choose. And I realize that a lot of things are out of our hands. We certainly aren't guaranteed wisdom and foresight to know all the results of the choices that we make. We seek prayer, we seek guidance as we make decisions. And one of the marks of maturity is the discovery that the choices we make have consequences. God yearns, as any loving parent, that we would choose wisely. If we choose wisely, we reap rewards. And if we choose wrong, that we sometimes pay a steep price. If we choose wrong, we learn, we get back up, we face those consequences, and we move forward in God's grace. Moses has been dealing with the questions of mortality. He knows he's about to die. The Israelites are at the Jordan River, about to enter the Promised Land, and Moses is reminiscing on the peaks and the valleys, and he wants to tell his people once more how to live a good life. Moses wants them to hear what he is saying and take it to heart. And he reminds them of what they've been through, slavery in Egypt and crossing the Red Sea and receiving the commandments and wandering in the wilderness. And then on the edge of the Promised Land, Moses lays out two ways between which Israel must decide. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. Which one do you choose? Do you turn to God and experience life, or do you turn away from God towards death? Much was at stake. Israel would have to live with the consequences of their decision, make the right choice and they would prosper, and make the wrong choice and they would perish. Choosing life meant total obedience to and faithful love of God alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. A love for life, a love for each other, a love for all of creation stands as a witness to this new covenant. Israel's to love the Lord with their total being. Not a feeling, but of a doing. Of obedience to the covenant. And when Moses declared that the Israelites should choose life, he was really announcing an already done deal. That God wanted to bestow upon Israel abundant life from the astonishing abundance of God's love for them. God had already prepared this way. The people of Israel did not so much have to choose life as they had to acknowledge and be obedient and loyal and love. Chosenness had already graced their life. Chosenness of God's covenant people had nothing to do with their own worthiness, and everything had to do with God's unmerited love and commitment to the people of God's creation. You see, God chose to enter into this relationship with a fractured, fragmented human creature of his creation. And so would they acknowledge that? Would they follow that? The choice that God set before the Israelites echoes our daily life. The challenge for us becomes when it isn't clear which choice is life and which choice may be hard. It's a choice we must continue making as we walk the path forward. Of course, you see, misfortune isn't not necessarily connected to God's judgment. Neither is every material blessing a byproduct of faithfulness. If you do this, you're all of a sudden going to win this or receive this. Bad things happen to good people. Good things sometimes happen to bad people. Yet, as Martin Luther King Jr. reminds us, the moral arc of the universe does bend towards justice. So what's it mean to choose life and prosperity? In Deuteronomy 6, it means that you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and strength. And in chapter 15, it includes canceling the debts of the poor. In chapter 23, it means offering hospitality to runaway slaves. In chapter 24 of Deuteronomy, it is leaving part of the harvest for those who need it. We're called to obey the commandments of God, the statutes and ordinances which the Lord has spoken, to walk in the ways of the Lord. Jesus simplified it by again quoting that, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then he said, love your neighbor as yourself. In choosing life, we obey the command of God to love the Lord with the totality of who we are. Most of our decisions aren't life and death decisions, but they'll affect our planet, they'll affect our health, they'll maybe influence things over time. We do, however, choose death when we ignore God and God's ways. When Christians become rebellious toward Christ as Lord, we bring upon ourselves destructive consequences that affect us spiritually and mentally and emotionally and sometimes physically. For many, death is a slow process of giving oneself away to things that don't matter, make us feel like we have no purpose. We experience death when we work ourselves out of relationships that matter in our life in order to chase down the American dream, sometimes including our relationship with God. I think our best life is lived when we seek to love the Lord, when we walk in His way, when we keep His commandments, when we love others. That's when we're choosing life. When we give to the poor, when we fight for justice, when we care for the hurting, when we treat others fairly, when we share food with the hungry, when we play with children and we pray with children, when we surround ourselves with what we love, whether that's family and friends and pets and music and natures or silence, that's when we're choosing life. We choose life when we worship the Lord with all our heart, when we pray genuinely, when we love the church, when we see Christ and people around us, when we share God's love with someone who's forgotten it. That's when we choose life. God's promise of freedom, the ability to choose, is a gift. And the choices that God gives us the power to set us free. To choose life, to choose reconciliation over pride, self-compassion over self-condemnation, committed love over reckless desire, and hope-filled friendships over competition. Today, I set before you life and death, death and adversity. There are choices that we make that will make us stronger, and there are choices that will hurt our lives and others around us. God gives you the promise of freedom. I think God's desire for every single one of us is that we make the choices that will lead to life. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your love that you have for us. and the ability to choose, and how you set it before us, and we know how good you are and what you desire for our life. And Lord, sometimes we lean the other way. Lord, may we always lean back towards you, the one who surrounds us, who loves us more than we could ever dream or imagine, who desires a life and life abundantly, not only today, but in the days to come when we would dwell with you forever. Lord, we love you and we thank you. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.